Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Wamba here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. I'd like to share, my wife and I, we're here to share with you on the biblical principles that will torpedo you over obstacles in life. Today, we'd like to share with you on the power of vision. Power of vision. Now, what is vision? Vision is the what I call in my own terminology, the final image of who you will be in life. It's your final image of who you will be in life. You see, God gives you a calling. Now we got different diversified callings. Some of us are called to full-time ministry, although partly some of us we work and then do ministry as the Lord opens doors. And others are there full-time, like when I was in Africa. I did nothing. When I quit the Copperbelt Park Company, I was in ministry full-time. I depended on God for my money to come in, to pay rent, to feed the family, to clothe myself, to put gasoline in the car, and to even buy vehicles and get a home. It was a total dependency on God. So when you are really in full-time ministry calling, you totally depend on the Lord. Now, there's nothing wrong in you doing something like Paul did. Paul was a tent maker, see. Peter was a fisherman. These guys, like Peter, when God found them, the Lord found them, they were fishing. And then God, the Lord Jesus, said to Peter, come follow me, for I shall make you or make you a fisher of men. So God took the very trade that Peter had of fishing, turned it around, to cause him to now fish human beings for eternal life. Now, vision, like I said, is your final image of who you'll be in life. God calls you, gives you a picture of who you will be. And it's only Him who reflects this picture on the canvas of your heart, so that you can see it. Now, the book of Habakkuk 2:4 says, the vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarries or tarry or delay, wait for it will not delay anymore, for it will surely come to pass. Now, vision has got stages, you see. When God calls you, like for example, the way God called me in ministry to become a pastor, teacher, it didn't happen overnight, bang. No, it takes a number of years of God training you to become one. See, God had a vision for Moses, and that vision was to deliver the people of God from the bondage of the Egyptians, you see, to take them to the promised land. But you see, Moses wanted to do or bring forth the deliverance a bit too early. Remember, he killed that Egyptian who was mistreating a Jew? So he did it out of God's timing. He killed the Egyptian himself. See, when you do things out of God's timing, you're going to be like you're on a treadmill. Things are not going to be easy. You're going to be struggling to get ends meet because you're doing it under your own power. But when you do it in the timings of God, things will be made easier because the Holy Spirit and Jesus Himself and the holy angels of heaven will be involved in your vision. So vision, see, is for an appointed time. Now, appointed time means it's been affixed by God when it will come to fulfillment. Like I said, vision is progressional. You begin with something, Like with me, it was being a pastor teacher. So I went to Bible school in Nigeria. There, trained for 2 years under Archbishop Idahosa. Got coaching one-on-one with him. I was learning on one-on-one as an apprentice, you understand? Then in the second year, I became a senior school prefect over all the student body there at the Bible College. And then as senior school prefect, I was preferred, and the bishop asked that I live with him at his mansion. So I started living with the bishop. And because of that, I was exposed to the anointing of the archbishop. You understand me? I received a portion or double portion of the anointing from the archbishop. I was anointed for ministry. Now, I would drive the bishop around. We'll go check on his projects because he was always building. Building the church sanctuary, building homes, building. He was always doing projects. And the thing that amazed me that was he was always with cash. You understand? He paid his contractors cash. They went and built, bought material, building materials. He supervised the projects himself. Not knowing that that's what is going to be happening to me too. When I came to Zambia, I supervised my own projects. I built with money that God provided for me. You understand? I got 5 acres of land. And started building. First, I built a Bible school by myself under my own supervision. I didn't get a contractor. Then, secondly, I got designs for the church, built a church. Then I got 3-4 homes on the plot, the House of Mission 2, and residences for missionaries, which I thought missionaries would come to teach in the Bible school and to build a place for them to stay. But you see, in the due course of getting to the accomplishment of your vision, there'll be times of testing. Like with Joseph, his vision was to be a leader in his family and to become one of a very prominent man that would save the whole entire clan of the Jewish people. See? But you see, Joseph had to go through trying times. His own brothers hated him. They sold him to the Ishmaelites, you understand? And then he ended up in Potiphar's house. They sold him to Potiphar in Egypt. And as time went on, guess what happened? As time went on, the wife of Potiphar was eyeing him and wanted to sleep with him. These are trials of the vision. These are trials of where you are going. He resisted and kept his integrity, but Potiphar's wife kept on pushing to the extent that one day she grabbed his clothes, wanting him that he should sleep with her, but he refused. He said, "The master has given me everything in this house except you, because you are his wife. How can I do such a thing unseen unto my God?" See, whenever we come before temptation and trials, it's not a matter of, oh, I should escape this sin. Oh, it's going to blacken my name. Oh, I should, dodge this sin. The thing is, when temptation comes, you must utter your words, Joseph did. He said, "How can I do such a thing unseen unto my God?" It's unto our God that we sin. So when you are tempted, put your foot down. Hold the integrity of the Lord in utmost respect. Honor your God and say, "How can I do such a thing and the sin unto my God?" You see? But anyway, he ended up being thrown in prison because the wife of Potiphar told the husband that this is like a Jew you brought in my house, in our house, wanted to sleep with me, wanted to rape me. She lied. And that was a huge lie because in many places some people could have killed Joseph, but the master, Potiphar just threw this guy into prison. You understand? But in there also the anointing of the Lord was upon him, and he gave the interpreted dreams to the baker and the butler who work at the Pharaoh's residence, the palace. What am I saying? As you walk the walk of faith, vision and anointing for ministry will never leave you. you will always be anointed for ministry. For the callings of God and anointings of God are without repentance. That means God does not change his mind after a while when he doesn't see you evangelize or do as you're supposed to and say, hey, I'm going to take my anointing away. It doesn't work that way with God. You are still an anointed vessel of God. But you just got to find your way back to do the work of the ministry. You got to find your way back to pick up from wherever you left off. And so we see Joseph, through the giftings of God upon his life, gave the interpretation to the baker and gave an interpretation to the cupbearer, who ended up saving the king. And then, you know, Joseph said, man, when you get into the palace, remember me. Like I always said, people are not going to remember you. See, God will give you people to work with in ministry. God will give you people who are going to hold the vision or hold you up in the vision or support you towards the accomplishment of the vision. There are those whom God has appointed to be part of your vision, but there are some who are not appointed to be part of the vision. Now, it's very important for you to discern in the spirit who is with you and who is against you, see? Because the butler, the cupbearer, or butler, whatever you might call him, forgot all about Joseph when he went into the palace. See, people promise to help you here and there, but your total trust must be in God. This cupbearer forgot all about Joseph until finally something happened with the Pharaoh whom he served. He had a dream which nobody could interpret and asked for interpretation. That's when the butler said, the cupbearer said, let it be forgiven me of this grave sin. There is a man in the prison who interpreted the dreams, who has the spirits of the gods on him and interprets dreams. He interpreted the dream for me, explained to the Pharaoh how he ended up being forgiven and taken back into the palace. They said, bring him here. And within a flash, Joseph was taken out of prison and brought before the Pharaoh. See, when God is about to promote you and bring your vision to fulfillment, no matter what is blocking your blessing, God will intervene, remove that barrier, and bring you to prominence. You understand? Joseph was in prison. And because of the giftings and anointing upon his life, this guy witnessed and said, there is a man in the prison who has the spirit of the gods on him. He will be able to give an interpretation to the Pharaoh. Guess what? Joseph was now before Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh said, hey, man, I hear you can interpret dreams. He said, yeah, but it's by the giftings of God. When God works in me, he's the one who does it. That's when the Pharaoh now started explaining what has been going on, where he dreamt of these fat cows and mean cows. And then Joseph said, hey, here is the interpretation. You shall have 7 years of abundance and then 7 years of famine. Find somebody who is capable to start storing your grains so that during the famine you still have in your granaries. The Pharaoh said, who else can do this but you? And so Joseph was exalted and promoted to the position of vice vicar or vice president, you might say in our nowadays terminology. He became a co-administrator with the Pharaoh, second to the Pharaoh, like a vice president. See, my friend, there is nothing that will hinder God from blessing you. God will move mountains to get you through. As a child of God, when you trust in him, no matter the thing that is blocking your way, God will remove it and cause your blessings to come. So, The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it, for it surely come, and it will come to pass. Yeah, people give up midway when things don't happen as they expected in life. When finances don't come up in ministry, people now start having second thoughts about their calling. When the church doesn't grow, then people again start thinking, hey, why is the church not growing while other ministers, they are having thousands whom I started together with? See, these things bug you. These things go into your brain and you start analyzing and saying, what should I do? You tried all means to bring forth growth. You tried all the schemes to change the attendance in your church, but to no avail. The best cure is to just trust in God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him. Acknowledge him, for he shall bring it to pass. So we are to acknowledge the Lord even in the difficult times, when the money doesn't come in, when we don't see the provisions that we expected to come to pass. We must trust God that he is working his way to cause us to be a success, that God is doing something and working with us to bring us to prominence, to bring us to the ultimate, to bring us to the actual vision that he gave us. And so, my friends, my wife and I are praying for you wherever you are. Whatever times you're passing through being difficult and you think you can't make it, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Leaning not unto thine own understanding means don't depend upon your thoughts and the way you understand that things are going to work. You cannot comprehend the wisdom of God. You can't understand the ways of God, my friend. People say, I know how what God is going to do. I know. How do you know you're not divine, my friend? We are servants of the Most High God. We have the Spirit of Christ in us, but we're not God. If you knew what was going to take place every day before it happened, you would be God, isn't it? But none of us is God. There's only one God in Jerusalem, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah Makadesh, the Lord God, who is present at every time, the Lord God, Jireh, our provider, Nisi, the God who heals us, and Jehovah Makadesh, the God who sanctifies us, and Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord who is our righteousness. These are the biblical covenant names of God. God will abide according to his biblical name, and he will do that which he called you and me to accomplish in life. We don't have to worry. We have to stand our ground and believe God that is going to come to pass. Look at Joel Osteen. I've been to Houston. I've been to that church when his father was a pastor before he passed away, before he went to glory. Pastor John Osteen. I went there to Oasis of Love there in Houston. And they put me up in a very nice, well-furnished house. But nobody knew that Pastor John Osteen was going to leave us the way he did. But you see, there was a belief and trust in the vision that Joel was appointed to take the mantle of the ministry where his father left off, he picked up. And guess what? Look at what the anointing has done upon his life. Great and mighty things have been done in their ministry. Why? Because God, what he has for you, nobody will take it. No matter how long it takes, he will still bring it to pass. Joel Osteen was behind the scenes. Now he's in the forefront as a pastor of the Lakewood Church. I challenge you, my friend, wherever you are, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In other ways, acknowledge him, and he shall bring it to pass. Well, my friend, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina, signing off from Dallas, Texas, saying God bless you. We'll talk to you again, and bye-bye.